You're listening to the FQXI podcast. Today.
Well, a quantum dot is basically nothing, right? You take an atom is something small and has discrete levels and appears in nature. A quantum dot is an artificial atom where electrons are equally constrained in all three dimensions, but everything is man-made.
Quantum dots are revealing the thermodynamic secrets of the nano realm.
When you're trying to think about how thermodynamics, especially the second law of thermodynamics, how that applies in these very, very small systems, there's a lot of new physics that arises that you just don't see at the macroscopic scale.
I'm Zia Morali. Welcome to this special edition of the podcast from the Foundational Questions Institute. Thank you for joining us. Whether you're listening to us on your phone or your laptop, whichever way you are listening to us, you'll be fully aware of how much such electronic devices heat up when used for a long time. In fact, it's been estimated that 2/3 of the energy consumed in the USA every year is lost to waste heat. So as devices shrink down to smaller and smaller sizes, it becomes ever more important to understand the relationship between heat and energy to improve their efficiency, especially as you approach quantum scales. In other words, scientists need a better understanding of thermodynamics in the nano realm and beyond. To this end, an international team of physicists is investigating the use of artificial atoms made from semiconducting nanoparticles, also known as quantum dots. Reporter Colin Stewart has been talking to team members Klaus Enslin of ETH Zurich, Peter Samuelson and Willem Meissi of Lund University, and Christopher Jarzynski of the University of Maryland to find out more about how they are able to exquisitely control these devices down to the individual electrons and what they hope to learn from their experiments.
An international team of physicists has been awarded over $1 million in grant money from FQXI to explore what tiny devices called quantum dots can tell us about foundational questions. Klaus Enslin from ETH Zurich in Switzerland kicks us off by explaining exactly what a quantum dot is.
Well, a quantum dot is basically nothing, right? You take an atom is something small and has discrete levels and appears in nature. A quantum dot is an artificial atom where electrons are equally constrained in all three dimensions, but everything is man-made.
Willem Meissi from Lund University in Sweden explains exactly how their experiment is set up.
So one of the main experimental techniques we use is that we have these quantum dots, and then individual electrons can hop in and out from them. So we can control electrons on an individual level. And then we use other quantum dots as sensors, so we can determine when the electrons hop in and out. So that's called charge readout or charge detection. That allows us to follow the motion of individual electrons. And with that one, we can then, for instance, look at them when they go from one quantum dot to the other one and then out from the system, and then a new one arrives in. And with that, we can basically measure, for example, the electrical current that is produced by the quantum dots and the electrons moving there. So that's one of the building blocks for the measurements that we do. And then we can measure externally electrical currents and voltages that then define the work output that we get out from the system.
Peter Samuelson, also from Lund University.
What the Willem mentioned is essentially taking place inside a wire of semiconducting material, which is a few hundreds, maybe 1,000 atoms in diameter, and like a long cylinder, more or less, which is a micrometer long. And then it's contacted to electrical contact. So it's really nano, super small things. You cannot see them with your bare eye. You can hardly find them with your advanced equipment, but it's really super small, right? So
I mean, the size and materials are roughly similar to what you have inside the computers as the transistors.
Enslin tells us what they hope to learn about foundational questions by experimenting with quantum dots.
So the goal of our project is to understand how thermodynamics works in the quantum world. Thermodynamics is, as you know, one of the oldest theories there is in physics, and it is still true today. There is no obvious extension of thermodynamics. Now we have systems, and quantum dots are one particular example, that are completely quantum mechanical. They operate according to the principles of quantum mechanics. We can put charges on them. We can take charges off. We can excite them with a voltage. We can do all the little games that you would play with a steam engine. But there are many questions that are hard to answer. For example, what is dissipation in the quantum world? Dissipation in the classical world is a standard process. In the quantum world, it's not so clear what that really is. And now we have experimental tools. That's what Willy and I am working on. And we have two fantastic theorists, Chris and Peter, and they help us to conquer this quantum world of thermodynamics.
Samuelson again.
This was something that attracted our interest right from the beginning, this possibility of trying to address these fundamental quantum mechanical questions, like what happens to things that we think we understand reasonably well in our daily world when it comes to things like energy and work and maybe information. Although it might be complicated, we still think we understand what's going on. And then when this goes into the quantum world, everything becomes fuzzy. We don't really know what we are dealing with. And this very nice idea by FQXI to open up this call gave us the possibility to try to answer this by performing experiments and writing down new theories and testing them and see if nature would provide some type of answer to us concerning, for example, how does work in the quantum world and information in the quantum world. And we are not there yet, but I would say that we are moving in that direction here.
And for that, we need both experiment and theory. So experiment to see what the nature is doing, and then the theory to understand and describe it. So, I mean, that's very essential to have them together.
Chris Jarzynski from the University of Maryland, College Park.
From the perspective of, let's say, thermodynamics, you know, thermodynamics is an old theory. It's been around for 200 years or so, since the times of the steam engine. But there's a lot of interest these days in trying to understand how thermodynamics might apply to very, very small systems, but both classical small systems and quantum mechanical small systems. And it turns out that when you're trying to think about how thermodynamics, especially the second law of thermodynamics, how that applies in these very, very small systems, there's a lot of new physics that arises that you just don't see at the macroscopic scale. For instance, it's come to be understood that there's this very close relationship between information processing and thermodynamics when you talk about nanoscale systems. That's something that's completely irrelevant for macroscopic systems, but becomes very relevant at the nanoscale. And then when you throw in quantum effects into that, it becomes even more complicated. So there's a lot of these really fundamental questions and issues to disentangle when you're just trying to think about how this great theory that we've had for so long, how it might apply to very, very small systems. And quantum dots, I think, offer a very, very nice setting for probing some of these ideas.
And could your work have any practical applications?
To extract waste heat and give us electricity, that's kind of what we would hope in the best of worlds. But as it now is, just to run them in the lab is consuming so much more electricity compared to what we are getting out. But one day you will be able to understand things on the super small nanoscale such that you can use all waste heat, for example, produced in computers that you want to get rid of, that this could actually be used as a source of producing more electricity or more energy that you can use for something useful. So that's kind of the grand challenge, but that is not happening in 10 or 20 years, I would say. But this is really the lodestar there up in the sky that we follow.
Thank you to Klaus Enslin, Peter Samuelson, Ville Meissi, and Christopher Jarzynski for describing their project to Colin Stewart. You'll find a link to Colin's article discussing their work in more depth on the podcast page, fqxi.org/community/podcast. And if you happen to be wondering what the inside of a quantum physics lab looks like, the sort of place where you manipulate quantum dots, we're also adding a link to a virtual tour of the Lund Nano Lab. I've just been playing around with it, and it's pretty cool to view all the tools and equipment they use, so have fun with that. That's all for now. As always, you can reach us at podcast@fqxi.org, on Twitter at FQXI, and on Facebook you'll find us at FQXI Physics. I've been Zia Morali.